Have you been searching for a podcast? Do you want to learn from some great content creators? Well, you've come to the right place. Indie Podcaster, with your host, Jeff Townsend, the Indie Podcast Father.
All right, it's Indie Podcaster time. I'm Jeff Townsend, and you are you, and we are all Indie Podcasters. It is one of those months where we have five weeks in the month as far as episode release dates go. So what I'm going to do today is what I've done before, of course. I'm going to share an episode of a podcast of a creator that I think you should check out. He's been in the podcasting game for a long, long time. It's Evo Terra, Podcast Pontifications. He has a podcast that he releases, and his podcast is always full of great information, and it's kind of like from a philosophical view. It'll really make you think about the content you're creating and why you're creating it. He sent over an episode to me that he thought you all would enjoy, so that's what I'm going to be sharing with you today. As a reminder, we're still doing the Twitter Space Podcasting Power Hour, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. However, we are going to take the 4th of July off, so we will be back at it on the 11th with the co-founder of Quill there, so it's going to be neat. I do need to thank the sponsors of this podcast. Of course, we have Podtricks, up-and-coming new podcast hosting platform. I'm good friends with Mark, and he's really trying to dig into this world. And like I said, it's always good to support independent creators, and that's what he's trying to do, and that's what you could do for him, because he is also an independent creator when you think about it. If you use the code IndiePod, you'll get 25% off your first 3 months. Go to podtricks.com and check that out. Boomcaster is a great platform. It's amazing quality, and it's the place to record your podcast interviews on. That's what I use for this podcast, and I suggest the same for you. It's studio quality, like I said, local recordings. It's got the whole nine yards. You definitely need to check out Boomcaster. Use the code IndiePodcaster there. You'll get 30 days for free and an additional 20% off your 3 months that follow that, so you can't pass that deal up. Go to boomcaster.com. And of course, last but not least that I'll mention is my good friend Greg at Indie Drop-In. He's got a great network there where you can submit your true crime, paranormal, scary, or comedy podcast, and he will play it for free in front of his already established audience, which is good, you know, because you can pick up potential listeners, right? If they like what they hear, they're going to subscribe to your podcast and check it out. So go to indiedropin.com and make sure you submit your episodes if you fall in those categories and the other qualifications he has on there. I said I wouldn't be long, so we're going to go ahead and jump into this episode of Podcast Pontifications, and I hope you enjoy it.
Appealing to the needs of your listener base is key to making a successful podcast. But there's one listener who has slightly different needs than the rest. Make sure you're fulfilling their needs too. Hello and welcome to another Podcast Pontifications with me, Evo Terra. What does listening to your own show fulfill for you? What need does listening to your own show fulfill for you? Not what do you get out of making a show. Look, I've talked extensively both about how the act of creating a show impacts you as a person, either professionally or personally, or maybe both of those things. So, yeah. Keep on hitting that endorphin button. Keep overcoming challenges. Keep learning. All of that is good for you to do as a podcaster. But what I want you to think about today is, what is it that you get out of experiencing your own show as a listener? Now, hopefully your answer to that question isn't, well, gee, Evo, I don't listen to my own show. I've done that enough as I produced it. Okay, first, no, you haven't. And second, seriously, listen to your own show, your own episodes, when it's done, like a listener would. Now, back to those of us who do find value in listening to our own shows. Why do you do it? What itch does it scratch for you? Do you do it because you want to get better at the craft of podcasting? Yeah, look, I'm sure you listen to other podcasts, but you can't know why certain decisions were made by those other podcasters. Not unless, of course, you're listening to the new show, Three Clips. Well, we're the new host for the new season of Three Clips, threeclipspodcast.com. Anyhow, but you know what and also the why you did things in your own production process. Listening back to your episode lets you know whether or not it worked in situ, as it were. Even long-term podcasters, present company included, are on the constant improvement train, more or less. Some of us listen intently, less like a listener would and more like an athlete reviewing game footage with their finger on the pause and rewind buttons, taking hours to go over just a few minutes of footage. Is that you? Do you listen to your podcast like a listener to give yourself reinforcement that you're doing a good job and that you know what you're talking about? Is listening back to yourself some sort of self-affirmation ritual to prove something to yourself? There's nothing wrong with that. Podcasting, like any creative endeavor, can make you feel quite vulnerable. Listening back to the way listeners listen can boost your self-confidence and give you proof that, yeah, you are good enough to keep going. Maybe it's orthogonal to that, and you listen back to your podcast episodes to keep you humble. Because in isolation, it is easy to, well, all the aphorisms I can think of are a bit crude, so let's just say become full of oneself. And if you're not getting much or any feedback from your audience, maybe you're not getting peers to listen, or at least those peers that do listen, they're not talking back to you. It's up to yourself to keep yourself in check. Because what seemed good in the moment of production may not sound as impactful, deep, or as witty in situ after all. In a similar vein, maybe you listen for self-preservation reasons. I mean, chances are someone is listening to your show. Your peers might be listening to your podcast. Your competition might be listening to your podcast. People you want to make good impressions on, they could be listening. So you listening back can help ensure that nothing dumb was said by you on an episode, or just better, that you're putting really your best foot forward. Or maybe listening back to your own podcast's published episodes keeps you on mission. It lets you be a bit more objective, listening can, at least more objective than when you're actually producing it and convinced this is going to work. Listening back helps you understand if, in fact, the product you're putting out hits the right notes, that it's likely a good fit for who it is for and is, in fact, why they are there. The headline here, in case I've been too subtle, is to convince you of not just the importance of listening to your own content, but to give you some ideas of how to listen back to your own content, what mindset to take, what sorts of things you might get from listening or you need to work to get from listening, maybe some things you have not yet thought of. Me personally, it's a mix of everything I mentioned, why I listen back to my content, with a hard emphasis on ensuring that I am on mission. My mission is to make podcasting better with these episodes, and I want to listen back to make sure that I'm doing that with each and every one of these. But what about you? What does listening to your own show fulfill for you? What need does it fulfill for you? I would love to hear from you about that. Send me an email, would you? evo@simpler.media, or hit me up on Twitter where I am @evoterra. Or you can even go to podcastpontifications.com and leave a comment or a voicemail now. With that, I shall be back tomorrow with yet another Podcast Pontifications. Cheers!
Podcast Pontifications is written and narrated by Evo Terra. He's on a mission to make podcasting better. Links to everything mentioned in today's episode are in the notes section of your podcast listening app. A written-to-be-read article based on today's episode is available at podcastpontifications.com, where you'll also find a video version and a corrected transcript, both created by Alley Press. Podcast Pontifications is a production of Simpler Media. Find out more at simpler.media.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for telling a friend. But more importantly, thank you for supporting independent content creators. If you're enjoying the podcast or like the work we're doing in the indie podcaster community, I ask you to tell just one fellow content creator that hasn't heard of this podcast or the work we're doing and share it with them. But more importantly, I hope you continue with me on this journey as the indie podcaster. Keep being you. Keep being great. And the question is, do I stay here? Will you be back? Are you gonna come back? Will you be back? Are you coming back?